Well, hi, good afternoon. Stroke me, who got me first?
Yeah, Rodney. Listen, I was just talking to the Maya. And he said her sister doesn't work with your company anymore. So she says there's no way she's going to be my aide. You said Katie's going to be my aide when she's finished with the paperwork. But I spoke with her sister, and her sister said she doesn't work with your company.
Her sister? The sister of Katie?
Yes.
She wants to work. Okay, yes, I don't have the number for her, so if Katie has it or Mason has it, you can provide that person my number, and I could help her be onboarded, you know?
Yeah, but she says she doesn't work with your company. You told me Katie's going to be my aide once she's finished with the paperwork.
But yeah, that's right.
She's not doing the paperwork. She's not doing paperwork, but she's not working with your company.
She doesn't want to work, right? That's what you're saying.
Well, that's what her sister said.
Okay, I mean, anyways, we're looking for someone. Either way, to help you like every other weekend. It's Saturday that you need someone ASAP, Saturday, Sunday. So, I mean, if Katie is not able to continue, that's fine, okay? We're going to find someone. Right now, all we have short is Mason, Monday to Friday. And every other Saturday, of course.
It's got to be the same person every weekend. I can't have somebody different every weekend. It's too much for me to handle that.
Of course, of course. And in this case, we'll be just Mason and this other lady that we're going to find for you, okay? Because Katie, as you were saying, she's not going to work out because she won't complete it. So it's fine. It's going to be only them two. Mason and the other lady we're going to find.
Okay, let me know before the weekend who this person's going to be. I would like to meet you over the phone.
Sure, sure. I didn't specify that right now that as I put the request, okay?
Yeah, and I'm going to... And if I don't like this person, I can get somebody else, right?
Sure, sure. We can do that.
Because I don't want another person like the Maya. She was all right, but she was sleeping on the couch too much. And I had to do all the cooking. I had to do the vacuuming. I did mostly everything. The only thing she would do is heat up some leftovers. You
okay.
know what I mean? So I can't have somebody that's going to sleep on my couch.
Understood. No problem.
Yes, she's going to give me something when she feels like it, when she went in her time. In other words, I got to starve until she gets up. As I said, I do my own cooking then. It tells me to cook, but I have to do all my own cooking. I don't mind. But I need somebody that knows how to cook. She doesn't even know how to make a cup of tea. Because she doesn't put a tea back in a cup of some water. I have to show her how to make a cup of tea. I see at the Wawa. I don't make tea. I mean, a 7-year-old not to put hot water, but I'm saying anybody can make a cup of tea. I have to have somebody that can cook. You understand, right?
Yeah. It happens more than you think.
Yeah. Do you ever have anybody that doesn't make a cup of tea?
I have known people that don't even know how to fry an egg, so it's something
similar,
I guess.
Well, I don't know somebody that can't fry an egg.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I tell you by experience that it has happened to me.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's not good. I mean, if you're crippled, don't ever get crippled, don't ever get old, because that's what's going to happen. You can't be independent anymore. You got to depend on everybody.
That's right. That's why you got to figure out who you get married to. So, I mean, in my case.
Make sure you get somebody who knows how to cook.
Exactly. At least someone who knows how to cook. At least the basics.
Right?
It's been nice
talking to you. It's been nice talking to you.
Yeah. I mean, on my end, I do it well. So it's just like I have known many friends that don't even know how to do that or even how to do laundry or how to make bed properly at all. So I know that's why I tell you that I've known people that don't know how to do. I mean, not exactly a cup of tea, but I'm telling you now.
I can't understand how somebody don't know how to put a tea bag in the cup and put some hot water on top of the tea bag.
Mm.
And anyway, I had, of course, me, $80 to have somebody shovel this note so the aid don't have to worry about slipping. But it's going to freeze overnight. It's going to be like a sheet of ice because it's down to 19 degrees. And then we're going to get more snow Thursday.
Okay.
Do you drive?
Me? No, I don't. That's something I don't know.
You don't drive?
No, fortunately, I don't. My sister is learning first than me, but I like to, you know, things, some other courses.
Not to get personal, but how old are you?
27.
Oh, you're young. You're a baby.
Yeah, but it soon will be. I mean, I will soon get to know that.
Yeah, you have to take buses. The buses aren't running too properly right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's no rush. Life has a lot to give and experience, so there's no rush on my end.
All right, listen, I got to go. And you try to find me somebody here.
No problem, no problem. I just asked for our team to find you someone, okay?
Yes, you're a very sweet person.
No problem, Miss Michelle. I got you then, okay?
You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.